So we're in Siman Kuf Ayin Ches. We're up to Sif Gimel. Yesterday we saw that even though the Rama says L'chadchila, you shouldn't have a Shinui Makom at all. You shouldn't leave no matter what. Even though B'dievet, according to the Rama, you would not need to make a new bracha in certain situations. He says still L'chadchila, you shouldn't move. But there are some exceptions to that. One exception is, as we're going to see in Sif Dalet, if you had in mind that you're planning on eating in the other place, so then it would be okay. Another exception is if you were only leaving for a short amount of time, and another exception is if you knew that you were leaving people there, all those would be exceptions that even l'chachil you'd be able to move, as we saw yesterday. So, Siv Gimel, Yesh Mish Omer Shim Haya Began, Rotze Lechel Mi Peros Kol Ilam V'Ilan. There's some who say, if you were in a garden of some sort with fruit trees, you want to eat fruit from each tree. So again, we're talking about fruit, which even the Rama says would require you to make a new bracha when you get to the new place. It's only pas, which and mezonos, which you wouldn't need to make a new bracha on. But this would say that you lose the bracha that you had made originally by peiros. Kevan sheberach alila nechad einu tzarich levarach alachayim. Never says the mechaber, if you're going to eat from a bunch of trees in the same garden, so then once you make a bracha on one fruit, you don't need to make a bracha on any other fruit. V'hu shebeshav sheberach shayadai tolechom yosem achayim. As long as you had in mind when you made the bracha on the first fruit, you're planning on eating from all those trees. Of migan lagan, but if you're going from garden to garden, then you need to make a bracha on the different fruits, even if the gardens are next to each other. Even if when you made the bracha, you were planning on eating from all these different fruits, since there's a separation between the fields, it does not count to cover, and you would need to make a new bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah points out that he says, if it's in the same garden, you don't need to make a new bracha, and this sounds like even if you can't see the place that you had started. Earlier we saw that if you are eating from one side of the te'ena to the other side of the te'ena, you would need to make a new bracha. So what's the difference? It sounds like they're both in one field. So the Mishnah Berurah gives two options. One answer, he says, is that there's a difference if it was fenced in. If the tree is fenced in a garden, so then it's considered to be like one room and it's okay. The te'ena case where you need to make a new bracha must be that it's not fenced in. However, there are other achronim who disagree and say that even if there is no mechitzos around it, the reason it's okay is because you had that in mind originally, that you were planning on eating from all these fruits. And therefore, that would imply that in the earlier case of the te'ena, eating from one side of the te'ena to the other side of the te'ena, as long as you had in mind, that would also be okay. So that's why the Mechaber says over here, he quotes Sif Gimel, he starts at Yesh Misha Omer, because really it's only the opinion of the Ravid, because he's not really sure if it's Mukhav Mechitzos or not, will that make a difference? But the conclusion of Rav Scheinberg is that we really paskin like this Ishita, and therefore, as long as either you had in mind that you were planning on eating from all the fruits, even if there are no mechitzas, or if there are mechitzas, you would be able to eat from the multiple trees without making a new bracha. The Chayadam says that there are some who are mechalik between the having the mechitzos or not having the mechitzos, as he said, but he disagrees, and he says that as long as you had in mind, even if there are no mechitzos, you are going to be okay. Again, if there are two separate gardens, so then it will have the status of two separate houses, in which case going from one to the other, since we're talking about peiros, will not help. So again, we said earlier, if it's pas or mezonos, so then having it in mind is going to be okay. But fruits will not help you if you had in mind from house to house, only if it's within the house, from cheder lecheder. So that's what the status of inside the gina would have, even for fruits. Siv dal, in a machal pas b'makom echad b'chazar rachal makom acher. If you ate pas in one place, and then you ate somewhere else, pas, einam averach birkas hamazon el makom asheni, only have to bench in the new place. The Mishnah Berurah says, even according to the Mechaber earlier, who said that you are not allowed to eat in the second place, because it counts as a shinui makom, you need to make a bracha in the first place and then make a new bracha in the second place. If you had das beforehand, so then the mechaber might even agree in that situation. So that's why we say over here that that would be the case regarding chassidim. As we said, if they're going from, they're starting in their house Friday night, they're going to eat, and they have in mind that they're planning on finishing their meal by the Rebbe, so that would be okay because it's pas and they had it in mind originally.